So, would you like to do the introductions, Michelle?
Welcome to Michelle's, I don't know what the hell's going to happen in Game of Thrones this season series.
Best intro of any podcast ever. Welcome to Michelle's. Yes.
I have notes, but I didn't come up with a title.
If for some reason you're listening to this episode but didn't read the description, that Michelle said, I don't know what's happening in Game of Thrones this season. That's the name of this podcast. That's what we're talking about. Spoilers, I guess, for the last seven seasons of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, spoiler warning.
Seven seasons?
Yes, seven seasons.
Oh, I can't believe it's been seven seasons since we got another a book from George R.R. Martin.
It has.
Wow.
No, not really. I think you released one in the course of the series.
Yeah, there was one book.
So it's Pete, Al, Frank, James via remote, and Michelle's taking the lead on this one. That's all the people who are here. We're going to talk about our, what did you refer to? Predictions, basically?
Predictions. Yeah, I have topics.
All right.
Like genre topics, I guess.
All right.
So I figured we can talk about who we think might die, who we think's birthright will be revealed, because there's a few things there going on.
Are there still any birthrights left to reveal?
Gendry!
Oh, fair.
Then there's the whole, like, different relationships, impossible babies,
yeah.
The whole White War in the Night King. Azor Ahai, if people are people familiar with the whole Azor Ahai.
Azor Ahai.
Ahai, Ahai, Ahai. I don't know how to
read. Yeah. All right, let's get to one thing first. Which one do you want to do first? Well done.
Yes. Deaths.
Deaths.
Let's talk about deaths. Who do we think is going to die? Because I feel like that's really going to be what's going to happen. People are going to be heartbroken over.
This is what I'm saying here. Is like I last season seemed very skittish on the permadeaths besides the dragon.
Yeah.
Well, that was a very perma.
That was,
That was permafrost death.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
He died, but he didn't quite come back, or he didn't come back right. Mm. So that's the biggest, and then the unfortunate passing of Littlefinger, which I'm still angry about.
All right, please explain that, because you
not
sound
many people
like,
are.
You sound like the defender of some atrocities.
This is my problem with Littlefinger, is that I thought that character was very interesting, very compelling, and the true villain of the entire series. And the reason why he died was because of the terrible thing that happened to Sansa that I felt was horrible, made me stop watching the show because I thought it was that bad, and also felt he would have never let happen in the first place. So for me, it was he died terribly for something stupid, for a horrible thing in the show that I never thought he would have ever let happen anyway. So it was just like, oh my God.
He should have been better than that.
Yeah, everything about that character should have been better than that.
He kind of like dropped his guard in his maniacal machinations.
I do have to support Al's hatred of season six. It's not good.
No, it's not. And it's just everything. So much, and that was him dying was byproduct of season six. And a lot of the, like, out-of-character weird stuff that happened in it. Like, he had to pay for it. He did.
I appreciate that they try to streamline stuff, and that's probably why some of the stuff happened. I'd rather it than be infinitely long seasons.
Yeah.
But I get it. I get your point. But we're not talking about the past. We're talking about the future.
Yeah.
I think they were a little skittish. I think moving off of the game, like, we don't have any more works of Martin to rely on.
Nope.
So I don't think we're going to be like required to have lots of death, but I do think we're going to get some. I would say I think the majority of the remaining Stark family is out. I don't think they're going to. I think maybe Sansa survives. I think Arya's dead.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like Arya is the only one who actually stands a chance of making out.
I have a theory. I think Arya's already dead.
Ooh.
Oh.
I think she died in the scene we saw her get stabbed, and the person that we are interacting with now is
a no one or whatever it's called.
Is one of
has
the
her name.
It's probably even the person that killed her.
Huh.
That's my theory on Arya at this point.
That's amazing.
I like that one, Al.
We should end the podcast. We're not going to come up. Sorry we led with
all right,
10 minutes
done.
Of stupid because we this was some gems. Oh, all right.
I have an important one I want to throw out there.
Okay, go ahead. All right. Who do you think's dead?
I think kind of going back to Frank's streamlining stuff, Jaime has to die. If we're just talking about storytelling, Jamie's character is so oddly problematic in his kind of back and forth from like someone we care about to somebody who's a complete and absolute asshole. It's really important that he dies. It allows us not to have to like overthink our relationship with Jamie in the series if he's the guy who ends up walking away from this being like, yeah, you know what, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, and he can do some awesome stuff. there at the ending of the battle, but I think to really clear up the Lannister thing, Jaime's going to have to bite it. Because he can't be this, like, great white knight person that we like and also be this horrible person. He needs to kind of pick a side, and the minute he picks the side, which kind of feels like what happened, it commits him to death, I think, personally.
To tagline with that, I think Jaime's going to end up dying because he kills Cersei, and then he, like, does the whole thing his son did and throws him off the, like, himself off the...
He Tommens?
He Tommens. He does himself. He pulls a Tommen.
I would not be surprised if he did. I'll also say, I think we should be pretty certain Cersei's going to die because... All right, one of my big complaints about last season and walking into this season is I think Cersei at some point stopped being a character.
Yeah.
She's more of a plot device at this point, which is a shame because she was a very highly intelligent and compelling character and is now kind of just reduced to mustache twirling.
I don't know. I think she was pretty pushed to the edge so that, like, she became much more of a heel.
Yeah.
But I think she kind of, like, that earned it. There was some...
Yeah. All her children are dead.
That's my problem, is, like, all of her motivation is just kind of gone. Like, her big motivation was her kids.
Well, now it's revenge.
Yeah. Against who?
She got everyone.
Everyone.
I mean, at that point...
The world took her kids.
And I guess she wants to burn the world down. That's fine, but at no point do
we
really...
You know what would really help her to burn the world down?
A zombie horde?
Dragons.
Well, Golden Army. I think my prediction is that I'm going to still focus on your who's going to die. Golden Army shows up and they're going to end up killing
Hellboy.
Hellboy probably. the Golden Company is what they're called in this, right?
Yeah,
I think
so.
That's with Euron, right?
Yeah, Euron went to go hire them, and I think they're going to end up killing most of Jon and Daenerys' forces. Like, I don't know who that's going to be. I don't think they're going to. Maybe they're not going to kill a dragon necessarily.
They're going to kill Grey Worm.
Yeah. I think that's probably
Grey Worm's definitely.
Yeah. He's gone, and most of the Dothraki that have remained, I think, are probably going to be wiped out in this.
Are the horses going to make it, though?
The horses will make it, and then they become the horses from the Gulliver's Travel story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, interesting.
Cool. I think this might happen, because I might also motivate Jaime to finally off Cersei, because it's just kind of like, all right, well, you've put a shot in the foot so big at this point, I don't think we'll survive the bad things that are coming.
And we already also know that he has the... willingness to be violent towards her.
Yeah.
Hence the whole "let me hold you down" in my son's own funeral.
All right then, moving right along.
I have one prediction.
Yeah.
At some point in this season, Ned Stark will be killed.
Again.
This is my prediction.
They blow up the statue.
I think
so, because the first trailer that they really released was all the Stark kids hanging out in the crypt.
Yeah.
Right?
I would find it interesting if they revisit Ned, because...
I think they will. I think they're going to revisit the Stark family.
You think Sean Bean's going to come back?
First off, I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe in a memory.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Stark catacombs start spewing forth whites.
Yeah. The undead.
As the White Walkers overrun the North.
Yeah, it may
the
be,
dead will rise from
their
graves.
Because don't they have that one undead uncle... who's not really he's a zombie, but he's not like evil.
Benjen showed up on the stag and saved everybody, but it looked like he got pretty well bonked. The last time we saw him,
Michelle, do you have any deaths that you'd like to add to the pile?
Jorah.
You think Mormont's gonna kick it?
You think
they
cured him just to kill him?
That was great. That was like, I don't know. Jorah?
I've got a feeling he's probably gonna make it, actually.
I don't know. I feel like...
I think Daenerys is gonna be the one to kick it, really.
I think she might die, too.
Oh, I'm willing to bet...
I think she's gonna get what she wants at the very end, and everything's gonna come out Milhouse, you know? And then...
I think her death will
Jon
be...
Jon Snow snaps her neck.
No. Let's focus
for no
on
good reason.
A
on reasoning
baby
behind
emerges
all
through
this.
Her womb and
I think,
eats her.
I think what's interesting about Daenerys dying is it's the ultimate FU to a narrative that fits anything in terms of fantasy. She's not the chosen one. She's not the hero that's good. She's not the breaker. She may be. She may actually
is the breaker of chains.
She frees Westeros in a way, but also by toppling the Targaryen regime so that nothing is the same as it used to be. I think that's possible.
Ooh, maybe they'll have a democracy.
I'm not, I think we are giving too much, I almost said too much credit. I don't mean this in a nasty way. I think we're putting too much on Martin's shoulders about how, you know, he breaks the mold. He is pretty much okay with giving us a standard narrative when it's appropriate. James?
I'm going to totally piggyback off of this real fast, Frank, and say you're totally right. And one of the things that the show really has had difficulty tackling with in its later seasons is what made people think Martin's narratives were so subversive to begin with, which is in the books, many of these characters that we lost were point of view characters, right?
Right.
And we have to have this tendency that point of view characters are the heroes. But Martin kind of said, no, not every one of these point of view characters is the protagonist, quote unquote, of our story, right? And the show does a good job with that. At some points, I'll say Rob, right, in the early seasons is a really good example of a character that wasn't a, you know, a point of view character that they highlight as feeling very important. But as the show goes on, it's centered more naturally around the shows or the stories, you know, actual protagonists. So, I mean, it could be very possible that we see a Daenerys or a Jon really kick it. I mean, like, they achieve their goals, and then, like, you know, for a Hunger Game reference, just somebody just coins them, right? Somebody behind goes, okay, well, now that that's done, arrow to the back of the head, you know. I think that's
narratively,
the way
they would fill the role, but at the same time, they may not survive.
I think.
Right. I think that's the way the TV show goes, see, we were subversive the whole time, even though I don't really think George R. R. Martin's narrative was subversive in that way. I think it was really a good writing technique.
Yeah, and I think you lose a lot in the narration, in the translation. It's one of the reasons that scene we described earlier between Jaime and Cersei is so horrible. It's because it's not a, there's no way, real way of doing a point of view in a movie, or at least they didn't. That's, it's a standard film with like the omnipresent third person. You don't see the internal thoughts of the characters and what they are experiencing in the moment. So that it, what seemed less horrific in the book was much more horrific in the show.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think we're basically done with the people we think we're going to die. I don't think
John's going to die. I think he's probably going to
make it. I think John will make it. Cersei won't.
Could I?
Right.
Danny could won't.
Really? Wow. Okay. I'm not sure about Arya. I think Sansa will. I think people are predicting some nasty things for Sansa in the future.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a good transition.
Oh yeah. I think she might be pregnant.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, hold on. We have a special caller, a guest from our one of our most popular podcasts on the network. Hello, Iman, can you hear me?
I can. How's it going?
We're asking, who do you think will die in Game of Thrones?
Oh, I think the whole lot. Meteors are going to come and they're just going to destroy the whole
Meteors.
White Walkers win.
But does Nymeria make it?
So, yeah, does Nymeria make it? I love the way this is going to play out.
Wait, who's Nymeria?
Great.
Terrible with names.
She is a wolf. She is Arya's wolf.
Yes.
Do you know who Arya is?
I do know who Arya is. Stop it.
She brought me to a Game of Thrones trivia night, and in the middle of the trivia night said, what's the name of the show again? All right, yeah, but do you think Nymeria
is... I was just testing you.
Oh, that was very clever. So yeah, you're predicting everyone dies, but you actually do think it's going to be a complete everyone's dead?
No, not really. I think, like, the White Walkers are going to probably win. Like, something ridiculous is going to happen. I feel like it's not going to be what everyone expects.
I really would love it if it becomes a crossover with Walking Dead, and both shows get revived. It would be great. All right, Iman, thank you very much. Where can we find out more about your podcast?
I think it's on nonproductive.com.
That's it. That's perfect. I think it's on nonproductive. Wonderful.
Thank you. It's on that network. Yep.
We're going to just hang up on her. Okay. she's going to be so mad at me. Anyways, so yeah, I actually think that there's a good chance that the story does end with everyone dying and it projecting way in the future. Which is not quite what we would think, but like we're gonna get Sam Tarly as the Bilbo Baggins narrator of the entire thing. He's writing the Game of Thrones. Yeah. Or the,
oh, I think that's obvious.
I've seen that theory before. Yeah. I kind of don't want that, though.
It seems a little too wrapped up. I feel like it
all
seems
all for naught, you know? I
think everybody gets wiped out, and the only two left to repopulate Westeros are Gilly and Grey Worm, which is, like, sadly ironic.
But he can't.
I see.
Well,
you know what they said in Jurassic Park. Nature finds a way.
Crossovers after crossover.
Yep.
All right. So, what's the next topic you want to talk about?
We can talk about babies if we want to talk about babies. Do we think there's going to be any babies in the season?
So, you said Sansa's pregnant?
I don't know. I have a feeling that they're going to throw like a wrench like that. But, like, there was the notion that Cersei is pregnant at the end of season 7. So, if she got pregnant.
Oh, that's crazy. I like the Cersei's pregnant aspect.
Yeah.
Because that means she could, this is an awful thing to say, she could die at the hands of a younger.
Yes. That's also one of the theories that that might be the Valenquar or whatever is her own
from
child.
That basically caused her to ruin everything.
Yes.
That prophecy haunted her since she was a kid. That's why even before necessarily her children were at risk, they were always kind of at risk. She was like, her hackles were up because like everything points to someone's going to kill her, some younger sibling or whether it's Tyrion or whoever, or that's interesting.
Oh yeah, there's like a 10-page list of like who it could be that could kill her.
Right.
So, because isn't Jaime's technically young? They're twins, but who was born first?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cersei.
Cersei. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Very interesting. I liked it a lot.
So, but she's not gonna have a good pregnancy,
I don't think so.
Yeah,
so, I don't like the idea. I don't like Sansa. I really think we should stop handling that issue with Sansa.
It feels
like it was way too icky, and it's also weird because it doesn't happen in the book, so that makes it way different than anything else. I don't know if that's really going to be worth it, but there's a question about what's going on between Bronn and Sansa, which I guess we could talk about later on.
Is going on between Bronn and... I guess we'll talk about Yasin.
If we're talking just pregnancies, I guess Daenerys.
Yeah. So then there's that whole whatever happened in... Was it season 1 or season 2 where the witch said that she was barren and everything? But then it's all like, well, if Jon's Targaryen too... I don't understand the mythical magic behind it or whatever, but it's theorized that she could, you know, potentially have a baby because of him.
I think that kind of tracks too. So. I think that could be a nice way of regaining the Targaryen line without making Jon, without making Jon or Daenerys survive.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I guess those are all possibles.
I guess I thought that whole relationship was just weird because
it is.
I don't think those actors have any chemistry.
No.
And B, it's this weird sort of I've dreamed of you my whole life before I met you kind of moment when they do meet, and it's just. It's so weird. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. The mechanics of them getting together didn't make an awful lot of sense.
But you knew it's one of those weird moments of like, listen, we got to get these two together.
Really?
By hook or by crook, I guess.
You didn't think they fit? I think
it's like, why are these two getting involved romantically?
I don't know. Two powerful people. They both have a lot of pressure. Like, I understand how they could be people who like feel like they can relate to each other very easily. You know what I mean?
I don't.
He's that, hot. He's that cold.
That can trick
sizzle.
Itself into romantic love.
It's possible. I just don't understand how relationships work.
Well, no, I'm going to go hard no on James this one. Like, listen, James, if that were the case, there are 110 different options that any of them could have gone for to relieve their stress, as it were.
Yeah, not as an equal. Not as somebody who has
Oh, yeah,
power.
Like if Daenerys went to one of her soldiers and was like, please, pleasure me. They'd be like, yes, my queen.
And in fact,
they wouldn't.
In the books, most
of them are eunuchs.
That's true.
There are different ways.
But in the books,
she is. No, in the book, she does have lovers that are amongst her freed slaves. So, and in the books, Jon makes a big deal about how much of, a virgin he has to remain, except for... I forgot her name, Ygritte. Yeah.
Ygritte.
I think it tracks that they would end up together. And I think it helps that they're both, gorgeous people in point of view roles that are that require each other's support to survive.
And I think
it works.
I disagree with, I don't think that Daenerys sees him as an equal.
Yeah, I'm with Pete on that.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, equal doesn't necessarily require. You know, a vassal. Remember, Daenerys's crew on the dragons, the guys who are riding in, like, I forgot the name of the, whatever Targaryen king had a bunch of queens riding in on dragons. They are her running crew. They are her assistants slash husbands. They're her worker drones. There's a romantic thing there, but it's not necessarily like equality there. Yeah.
I'm going to throw out one other thing that ties them together that I'm sure you'll disagree with, but it's the supernatural experience, right? Think about all the characters in Game of Thrones other than like the woman in red or something like that, who are obviously like steeped in the supernatural. Like these two are the only two characters that have literally been their own supernatural experience.
Yeah, they Daenerys died and the came fire back.
And the death and coming back. And same thing with Jon, right? That's something that I think ties them together. You know, again, I think sensically, we can all say, like, yeah, Jon and Daenerys together would be terrible if the show's like, and they lived happily ever after. We'd be like, eh, it doesn't track.
Nope.
Yeah. But I can see why they were like, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah. So that so we agree that that relationship is doomed, but how is it doomed? I think it's doomed by one of them dying at very least.
I think if she is pregnant, I think her, I think her and the child die. I think they die in whatever weird sacrifice stops the White Walkers.
I don't want to see another Daenerys child die.
That I don't want to either.
It's boring, but yeah, we could see that. What else? What else do we want to predict? Let's do more predictions.
Bouncing off the Sansa thing, I was saying this a little bit earlier. I don't think she's gonna be pregnant, but I 100% think she's gonna heel turn.
Yeah, Sansa? We talked about this before, didn't we?
Yeah.
This is what made me go, I want to have a whole podcast about this.
But I think 100% she's
been. You know, scorned so much that I could see it, but I don't know if she could turn against her family.
I think she definitely can turn against Jon.
What family?
That's
like,
true.
Like Arya, who I've already said might not even be actually her family.
I don't think that's true, though, because she met Nymeria in the forest, and Nymeria would have been able to sense because animals are smart.
That's fair, but
I'm... I like the plot idea,
but it might not
be true.
I don't
think it's going to happen.
But I also think Sansa slowly but surely learned throughout the course of this series that the bad guy's way you're done, even to the point where she goes ahead and his forces to help out Jon, and that's the reason why they win in the Battle of the Bastards. So I'm just saying, like, she's slowly but surely, like, the bad guy way wins. The bad guy got me my revenge. Bad guy got us where we're at. Jon's too honorable. He doesn't think like they do. And I think she's going to heel turn at some point because I think she is like.
Do you think she's going to heel turn in a beneficial way or in a sabotage way?
I think she's going to find a way to get Jon out because I think to a certain extent, not only think she deserves or has the inheritance to the crown, I think she just thinks he's incompetent. Like, I think even him having an affair or any kind of romantic entanglements with Daenerys is going to be more evidence for her to be like,
what if he's got to go out? Twist. Jon ends up with. Sansa.
No. I would hope not.
Why not, actually?
Well,
they're not related.
They grew up
less,
together.
It's less incestuous than him and Daenerys.
Yeah, but they did grow up together. But regardless, Bronn, so this brings up Bran Stark and Sansa. They have a very awkward moment where Bran, the three-eyed raven, is like, hey, you look beautiful on your wedding night. I'm like, yeah. Let's not bring up that's kind of creepy. But like, there are a lot of suggestions that Bran knows something about Sansa or knows Sansa's future, perhaps. Maybe knows she's going to do something
everything bad.
And I feel like one of those things could be leading towards the Sansa turning the Queen of the North going dark on this.
Ooh, she could be the Dark Queen.
I wish that if whatever they do with Sansa, because she's an interesting character that went through a lot and then totally got screwed by the story in, I guess, season 6.
Yeah.
That they don't make it as simple as, I don't trust my family, so I'm going to turn against them. No. Like, there's plenty of gray area where, you know, doing one thing, doing the honorable thing is bad and you have to be, you know, logical and have to do the thing that's right for your people. And if she's doing that and somehow like it goes up against Jon in that respect, that's cool. But just being like, no, I can't support Jon because I want to be the bad guy in this season. That's not as fun.
Yeah.
No.
I think honestly, she might go as far as like, even though like things back at when she lived in King's Landing were horrible, she might trust Cersei more than she trusts her family at this point.
I know,
and I hate it too. I think it's garbage, but I think that they're subtly setting a lot of that up, especially considering a lot of the moments that her and Cersei had way back when she was in King's Landing. like Cersei gave a lot of subtle and bizarre advice to try and stave off some of the things.
There's a difference between.
She does kill Cersei.
Yeah, I give her so much more credit than that.
Yeah. There's a huge difference between saying, hey, you know, you told me not to trust people. You were right, Cersei, and I stab you. Then, you know what? Cersei told me not to trust people. I like Cersei. That's just bad writing.
It's like she
you're a bad writer.
She's not going.
I think it's bad writing too. I just don't think the show's.
You're
above
just a
that.
Pessimist, then. Yeah.
I don't think she could trust Cersei.
Yeah.
No.
It's like I think that she may have during her time in King's Landing become enough of a pragmatist to decide that Cersei can offer her more, or she can get more from Cersei by aligning with Cersei. That's a possibility.
That's the way I'm thinking of it. Like, is she's going to think of it more pragmatically in the idea of like, well, John's going to lead us astray. I think maybe if I throw my lot of my supporters
I'm
not happy either. But I think that is a choice that would make most readers or viewers miserable.
Yeah,
And I think that makes it extremely likely to happen.
Yep. Mm.
Honestly, I think. If they all survive, it's going to be an easy transition. I think John is aware he is a wartime leader. No offense, but every time we've seen John have to deal with the mundane parts of leading, he really screws the pooch.
Right.
Sansa is someone who really has the knack for it. I think very easily if, let's say, John, Daenerys, and Sansa survive, which I don't think they all will, I actually kind of think John's going to be the one to bite it. I think Sansa naturally leads Winterfell, and Daenerys kind of becomes the overarching queen or something to that effect.
Yeah. But my question about we talked a little bit about Bronn, and we do think he's going to make it, right? He has no intentions for vying for the throne at this point, right?
Bronn Stark?
Yeah.
Bronn isn't Bronn.
Bran, sorry.
Yeah.
Bran isn't Bran. Yeah. There is a Bronn, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there is.
There's a Brandon too.
Mm. Oh, man, jeez. You can see why we get confused.
If you're talking about deaths, I feel like the Three-Eyed Raven has to go. All this stuff about prophecies and the supernatural, you know, ideally Game of Thrones ends with kind of the end of this age. Signifying the end of that age would be the end of the, the Three-Eyed Raven.
Yeah,
I think the Three-Eyed Raven passes
leading into the Fourth Age.
Yeah, I think a lot of the magic... So here's the problem. The magic in the world was already dead before this story began. So if it's really the story of the dying of magic, and I think us Lord of the Rings fans want it to be, or are trying to make it that, then yes, it goes where all the magic dies off. But narratively, it's weird because most people in the world didn't even know magic was real. They still don't know what magic is real. Maybe the next six episodes...
They had to capture a zombie to prove it.
Maybe in the next six episodes, everyone will find out and know it.
Didn't believe it.
Then the Three-Eyed Raven dies, and there's a new Three-Eyed Raven. He's been it for like a hot second, and then he dies, and all magic dies off. Like, objectively, the rest of the world's like, what? What happened? So I'm thinking we may be leaning on our Lord of the Rings too hard.
I agree.
It's possible, but I would not be satisfied with that being the ending. It seems a little meh, but... it's interesting. It's also interesting that there's, what, six episodes left? So here's my bold prediction.
Six episodes, just so you know, all the episodes range between an hour and a half to an hour and 45
minutes.
That's
not true.
Yeah,
first episode is only 54 minutes long. The second is 58.
Only 54 minutes?
Yeah, they're lying to us. They lied.
Yeah, so my point is...
I know. Maybe the title credits are like 16 minutes long or something. Because boom, 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 boom.
Probably. We can do that for the rest.
There's a lot of stuff to review.
I just don't think that with six episodes, my bold prediction is that, and I knock on wood that this happens, is they actually put aside most... of the melodramatic stuff we've been predicting will happen, and like turning Sansa into another villain and doing all this and another twist, because there are so many loose ends to tie up, they could just make it action piece after action piece after action piece with the already existing lines drawn, and it would still be super satisfying. It would actually be probably more satisfying than suddenly saying, Golden Company now has four new characters who have their own backstories, and we're going to revisit the Onion Knight. And remember that one thing that appeared in the books and then it appeared in the books? We're going to bring those guys in. Hey, what happened to Rickon? I meant real Rickon. I mean other Rickon. Like, I don't know if any of that would be satisfying, or I'd be just like season eight going, what is this? And there's one thing I'll say, the TV Game of Thrones, as it's becoming more television and less based on the books, does a better job of saying, let's rein it in. The books get more and more sprawling. They just keep getting sprawling.
Yeah, doesn't Daenerys have a brother in that one?
The shows are like, you know what? We have enough characters.
He had a brother in this one.
No. There's another brother who's been secretly raised to take the throne.
Younger brother storyline in,
I've heard that, yeah.
in
yeah.
the books that doesn't, I don't think, appears in the
No, thank
in,
God.
I think show. He does, though. But he we might. Didn't even, like, we didn't even touch on it.
Yeah.
I think it's a balance, right? So, like, I like that Game of Thrones is getting more streamlined, but I think if it lacks too much of the death and politicism, that's
not Game of Thrones.
It's not Game of Thrones. That's the big problem with season six, at least in my mind, is it's all dumb. It's all dumb action piece and dumb story and dumb this and dumb that. My favorite moments from Game of Thrones are honestly the stuff they shot to fill time in season one. The conversation between Tywin and Jaime, the conversation between Arya and Tywin in season two. It's just that interpersonal play. You've got such a great cast, and you've got so many great people, and you've got so many really great directors and writers, and, you know, except for season six, working on this show. Like, yeah, it's great, but if you want to make Game of Thrones the Marvel movie, I guess you can do that, but I don't know, I'm not entirely interested in that either. I want to see, you know, for the last season, I'd like to see the good line of both. I'd like to get a little bit of both.
I think last episode we find out that Jacob is the smoke monster. That's right, Lost references. Sorry,
I never watched Lost.
Yeah, well, it's a
neither
it's
did
a,
I
it's a Game of Thrones
keep it that way.
All right, so what are we going thing? For on the next right. on the list?
I really thought that was the end of the podcast. That's no, why I made my last
we're kind of yeah. at that point. Like, we can talk more. Like, do we think anyone's going to come back from the death?
I'd love to see Lady Stoneheart show up and go like, I'm here. But I don't know if that's going to happen. Yeah. Ned Stark's head should just have his own monologue. He should be like, what if he was just narrating every episode just for the last season?
I would like if Sean Bean came back for something, just for a scene.
Just a memory.
Yeah. Well, the Stark kids are in a heap of trouble this week.
I think we might see a cameo or something from some old people, whether it's a flashback or a thing like that. But I don't think we'll see actual people come back to life.
I think this is important. What hanging thread do you need to have resolved for season 8 to be considered successful for you?
Oh, if Tormund's going to get it with Brienne.
Oh, really?
I want to see their giant babies.
Funny and great. And that's awesome. Yeah, I like that one.
Didn't Tormund almost eat it? Like,
I think he almost died, but I think he's all right.
Okay.
Or actually, I think
he may be dead.
I think he's up in the air. It's unclear. It's unclear. Yeah. I think he's all right, though. I think he's all right.
For me, it is... Is Bran Night King? Why does it seem so much like he's Night King?
He looks
the same face. He's got the same nose. I think that's what it is.
I never bought that.
Hmm. All right, that's not my thing. I just my unresolved thread. I would like to know what's going on with Nymeria, the wolf, Arya's wolf. Honestly, I'm so interested in that. Even in the books, I was like, what's going on? This feels like it's going to be something. Pack. Yeah,
she's going to come in. Yeah. She's going to rip shit up.
It sort of does play in the books, because as I think Beric Dondarrion and Lady Stoneheart are all killing like Lannisters out there. One of the people who are killing all these horrible people out in the war, one of the groups, is a super feral evil wolf pack. So, I mean, maybe that's all it ever is, and it's just not going to come up in the show.
Yeah.
But I would like to see that resolved. Crazy one, I know.
I have a weird thing. Like, I kind of don't understand the motivations of our villains that hard. I like the White Walkers.
They're zombies.
There are zombies, and then there are the dudes that
the actual
White Walkers. Yeah, and I feel like we got kind of an origin story for the bad guy, for the Night King. Is that what he's called?
The Night King.
And I feel, but it also was weird and involved fairies.
That was when they pierced him through the heart with that thing or whatever. It was like this human that they did that to.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Children of the Forest are not fairies.
Yeah, Children of the Forest
Don't call them that. They'll so get basically, really offended.
The way it works, the children of the forest are angry at humans for cutting down their holy orchards and stuff for their new gods. So the way of paying him back is that I want to shove this dragon glass in your heart. And oh my god, it turns humans even worse because violence makes things worse is one of the themes of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
So that's one of the reasons why I don't think it's going to end with everybody dying, because it would be really horrible. And, like, not really satisfying.
What if everybody dies peacefully?
Well, everyone just lays down and goes to bed.
I actually think, what if like, helping people and curing people actually affects us? What if the miracle of dragon glass being able to cure people of these diseases comes into play? Well, the looks on people's faces right now tell me not so much.
Like,
it would be really weird.
It would be really nice, but...
Here's my thing. Like, we've had a very, very dark show. And I don't mean that in the high school edgelord kind of dark. This has been a very abysmal kind of show. Bad things have happened to everybody. And for it to end with, let's hug it out, bro, I'd be like, this is weird. Like not necessarily that it's bad. It'd just be like, you hit a weird tonal shift.
Like, I'd love it.
I mean, I wouldn't be against it too much either, but it would be weird. And again, like I'm saying, like I'd like some semblance of motivation for the bad guy other than, hey, I got turned into this thing. I guess I got to kill people now. It's like, you do?
What's, all right. So any other loose threads? I think the flaming sword thing that I've
Azura.
Oh, does the Azura sword actually exist or whatever?
The Azura, the basically the prophet, the, what is it? The, not the prophet, but
the Lord of Light, right?
The Lord of Light, yeah. The Messiah that for their faith,
yes.
Is that a real thing or is it somehow connected to anything? Because it's only loosely associated with anything.
It's actually like six people.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Is that
and
real?
One of them is the Onion Dude.
The Onion Knight.
And two of them are just random people named Jerry.
Oh man.
Yeah, Jerry One, Jerry Two.
Yeah.
Onion.
That's how they're referred to.
Then there's White Jerry, which is weird because they're all white.
Yeah, that's very strange.
Sam, because why not?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I'm tentative about this show. I kind of don't. I want it to end pretty badly, but I'm also like, man.
All congratulations.
Right. Yeah,
you're gonna get your wish. I think.
Yeah,
it's going to end pretty badly.
Yeah, but I bet in like 3 years there's gonna be a spinoff show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
A prequel, maybe.
Not you're prequel, not going to have to wait 3 years.
Oh, no, yeah. We can wait for Aegon and what's his name.
It took us 2 years to get the next season.
Another hanging thread. I'd like to see the Hound in the Mountain fight.
Ooh, darn it, Frank. That was mine.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Fight,
if I don't get Cleganebowl, this thing has been useless.
I'm going to be real and say, I think all the teeth out of that fight is gone. Like, the mountain isn't even a person anymore. He's a golem.
That makes it even better. Especially because you don't know what happens with the Night King. Maybe they start to become more and more aware or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Something. You can make it good.
You're not the same kind of thing, though.
You guys keep saying, like, what if it's the worst version of the thing we're suggesting? What if it's the best version of the thing we suggest?
What if Star-Lord
dance
happy.
It out is the way it ends?
Like, if Jon Snow walks up to the Night King and is like, dance off right now. We're going to do this. It's like, all right.
And then Night King is like, you mean like Guardians of the Galaxy? He's like, yeah. How do you even know? He's like, because I'm the Three-Eyed Raven. I know the future too. What's up? And then they start dancing. I love that.
Yep. Here's my prediction.
Mm.
The big reveal at the end. It turns out Jon Snow does know something.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I'm into that in a weird way. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Keep it in the family.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah. I think that's it. Are we all going to tune in? We're going to watch the show? Yeah.
I'm going to watch it on Monday.
All right.
I'll try.
Yeah.
I'll probably pirate it.
Honestly, it's bad. Well, you know what? Salazar San would approve. So I think the show has gone up and down for me. I really like the grim darkness. I don't like it. And the books were really hard to read at some point. But to be honest, I think it's found a good spot. This is one of those times where the TV show, like, loosened the source material enough to make it more palatable for me, except for the few times where it made it far, far worse.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying.
You wrapped it up real well, Frank, but I gotta reopen. I just thought of the one thread I need.
Oh, all right.
And I may be screwing up the name. Correct me if I'm wrong. Sirio.
Yes!
Arya's dance teacher. Quote.
100%.
What's up with that?
I want him to be like, I want him to come back and be like, yeah, I was around the whole time. Yeah. And he kills.
Not today. Not today.
Not today, death!
I guarantee you he's a faceless man.
That, yeah.
I think he is. Isn't he the one that kind of told her about that stuff?
Maybe he's Arya now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe we're all Arya.
Maybe she was always Syria.
Man.
What? Mind blown!
Actually, the entirety of the Game of Thrones, like, opening sequence and everything else is in the ball of a small child who's, like, also watching St. Elsewhere. And, huh, interesting.
And it's hanging from the collar around a cat's neck.
Yes. Which is actually also in a ball, a snow globe that also has St. Elsewhere in it. It's all, it's infinite St. Elsewheres all the way. It's St. Elsewheres all the way down.
And then Bob Newhart wakes up.
Okay, no, actually, real thing for 2 seconds. Yeah. I would kill for that to be the ending. Not Bob Newhart, but somebody just waking up like, man, a weird dream. Oh, we had a raven about something.
George R.R. Martin going, and then the truth is going to be in bookstores in 2 years. What if that's it?
Oh,
that would be the only way of getting people to read these books again. He would just the last 20 minutes of that hour and a half long series finale is him holding up his two middle fingers to the camera, daring anyone to say otherwise.
I feel like there would be an outburst of, like, mobbing.
I would like to see, like, a 15-minute sequence of George R.R. Martin waking up, going to the bathroom, and just, like, taking a long piss with this shocked look on his face. And then all of a sudden, Patrick Duffy pulls aside the shower curtain. He's like, mm-hmm. What's the matter? Did you have a bad dream?
How many more obscure references can we make of...
Holy crap, who shot JR is not an obscure reference.
Oh, it is. I don't know if...
It's an outdated reference, but it's not obscure.
Oh, I don't know. I think most of those people have died.
That season was a dream.
Watch that. James, do you have anything to say before we end this?
Yeah, we're just going to go into that final battle sequence. It's going to fade to black. HBO precedence has already been set.
Oh!
Very good. Soprano'd it.
Only if the Starks are sitting around the table at Holstein's. That's the only way I will accept it.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.